Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Biblical Woman Podcast. My name's Kat, your favorite nerdy apologist, and today we are kicking off our new segment of the Biblical Woman, which is a Q&A session, and I'm so excited about it because we have been getting questions from social media, from Spotify, just everywhere, email, and we have decided that it's time to do a Q&A. Like, we have so many great questions from you guys that just need answers, and I'm so excited to talk about them because these are real things, and it's so encouraging to see how God is working in everyone's lives. So let's do this thing. I'm super excited. Today's question comes from a Spotify listener, 14 Asani, and they asked about getting into a godly relationship at a young age, and what are some red flags that we should be looking out for, especially when it comes to money? Ooh, money is definitely one of those issues that is very hard to talk about, but it is vitally important that you talk about it with your potential partner. And for this conversation, you know, we're going to assume that this potential man or woman that you are talking to is a godly man, godly woman, and there's a lot of green flags. So we're just going to assume that this relationship is healthy in all other areas. Let's talk about money. Money. And I do want to throw this out there that I did get into a relationship at a very young age. I got married. I was barely 21. So finances are definitely something that you need to talk about. It's something that you need to be prepared for. However, there can come a point in which we are so focused on being financially prepared that we tip the balance, and it can go into not good things such as temptations. With all of this, please keep in mind that, you know, talk to your pastor, talk to your mentor, or talk to all of these spiritual advisors within your life, the people that you look up to, about these things, because they'll be able to give you personalized advice with this as to where you are with that balance. So definitely be talking to them about it and always be in prayer. All right, but let's jump into these eight money flags. Red flags, I should probably specify that. All right, so red flag number one is the lack of self-control. Now, this one is both a spiritual and a financial red flag, because scripture tells us that one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. So if you have a young man or a young woman who is constantly struggling with controlling themselves in finances, whether that's with gambling, whether that's with credit cards, whether that's with just spending more than what they have, taking out loans. You know, there's a lot of ways in which we can struggle with self-control on this issue. And yes, we do want to have grace. However, we also need to know when enough is enough. So if this individual is unrepentant in these areas, if they are not engaging in the biblical principles for finance, which are outlined within scripture, then, you know, this needs to be a conversation that you have with your pastor, with a spiritual advisor in your life, about when is enough enough in the relationship, because the lack of self-control is both a financial and a spiritual red flag. Moving on to red flag number two is not sharing financial news. And this point goes beyond the typical, you know, he's a spender, she's a saver. This is a complete disconnect. My husband and I are often at times different. Sometimes I'm the spender, sometimes I'm the saver, you know, or vice versa. Not sharing financial views is, you know, never being on the same financial page. And there are a lot of conversations that need to happen while you are dating that will make marriage so much easier. So much easier. If you have financial expectations of your spouse, that needs to be shared now. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom, you need to share that with your potential husband and let him know, like, hey, I would absolutely love to stay at home with our kids. Like, that's just been a dream of mine. If he's on board with that, Now you guys have a plan. You can start creating it while you're dating of how we're going to help you become a stay-at-home mom. Any financial expectations that you have need to be discussed while you're dating. All right, now let's move on to red flag number 3. And that is a refusal to talk about money. Look, guys, I get it. Talking about money can be uncomfortable. It can be hard. However, this is the person in which you are going to share the deepest and most intimate parts of your life with. There needs to be a level of open and honest communication that builds trust. Because if you do not have that now while you are dating, it's going to be very, very hard to do it while you're married. And a refusal to talk about money is a major red flag, because it could be that they're just uncomfortable. It could be something not serious, like, you know, we're still just building trust. However, it could be something more serious, such as debts, secret debts that they have not told you about. So this is definitely something to be wary of and to be mindful of. And kind of along the same lines as red flag number 4 is lying about spending habits. Once again, this is both a spiritual and a financial red flag. We are called to be truthful as Christians. So if this young person that you are thinking about marrying is already not being truthful, that's a major red flag. This is definitely something to be mindful of. All right, 5. I think we're on red flag number 5, which is bipolar behavior with money depending upon the ownership. And what I mean by that is a lot of homes within America are dual income. You have a young man who is very, you know, frugal with his money. However, when it comes to your money, he's very frivolous. I mean, this goes both ways, vice versa. When you get married, you become one, and that includes you become one in your financial goals. So it's not his money, her money, it's our money. It's what are we going to do with our money? How can we honor God with our money? How can we take care of our family with our money? It's not his and hers. So there needs to be a unified mindset when it comes to money. Tip number 6 is treating money as a weapon. You know, whether that's to manipulate or to control, this is always, always a red flag and really should shut down a conversation, because Christ outlines how we should treat one another, especially within a relationship, especially within marriage. So if you have a partner who is controlling or manipulating you through money, that needs to be a red flag, because that is a sign that things are not spiritually well within that individual. Red flag number 7 is no plan or clarity for the future. There's nothing wrong with not knowing what you're going to do, especially being at a young age, like 19, 20, early 20s. You're still figuring things out. You're still learning who you are as a person. However, this to the extreme would be someone who has no ambition within life. Maybe they don't have a job. They refuse to get a job. They get a job, but then immediately quit. There's no drive within this individual to improve their own situation or themselves. And that's a major red flag, because if someone cannot take care of themselves, how can they take care of you? How can they take care of a family within the future? So that's definitely something to be mindful of. And then this last one, I'll admit, it's just a personal thing. I think that the Bible is very clear on how we need to approach money and how we should use our finances. The last red money flag that I have, and like I said, it's personal, is not tipping. The Bible is very clear that we should be a generous people. Being mindful that some people's entire income is based on the generosity of others. Someone who does tip is going to show that they understand, they can relate and empathize with other people, and that they're compassionate, and that they are engaging in biblical principles when it comes to finances. So those are our 8 red flags when it comes to dating. And before we close out, a big shout out for asking this question. Definitely keep pursuing what God has planned for you. Be in the Word. Be talking to the spiritual leaders within your life. And I will be praying for you guys. Like I said, I got married young, so I completely understand. And I am so thankful that you have asked this question and you are talking about money, because that can be a very hard conversation to have. If you would like us to answer your questions here on the show, definitely submit them through social media at The Biblical Woman. Or if you have a Spotify account, you can either send it as a text on the platform, or they just introduced a new feature and I'm super excited about it. You can record yourself asking the question and we can answer that question here on the show from that voice recording. So please, somebody do that, because I'm really excited to try that. With all that being said, thank you guys so much for listening to The Biblical Woman. And if you're not already a subscriber, go ahead and subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Stay tuned for next time, as we're going to be talking about 7 different ways to make your wife feel protected, honored, and understood. See you soon.